New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're back at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. We're old school, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients, a butcher shop, four locations, both here in Lincoln and in Omaha. Obviously, we're diving into the new addition of Coach Dana as the offensive coordinator, what it means, what it's going to look like. Nobody knows, and everybody's going to be sitting on pins and needles, and everybody's going to have instant evaluation every single series, every single pass. It's going to be funny of everybody that's going to be covering the game and watching the game at home or wherever they watch it on Saturday at 3 p.m. is going to have plenty of opinions and probably don't know anything what they're talking about. But more.
Why you got to say that to my face, man? Dad.
Well, I mean, because the only person that knows the offense and what needs to happen is him. Yeah. I mean, and then obviously the players, hopefully. And obviously he's known as the air raid. Now, I do not think, I guess I'm assuming, I don't know him at all, but I'm going to tell you like this. He was one of my favorite coaches when he was at West Virginia and Houston. I felt like his team, he did more with less. He recruited a lot of really good players. And then on to the contrary, he recruited a lot of Florida kids, and he put a lot of kids at the next level, which is the NFL. He developed kids, and he had an eye for talent, obviously developed guys. So I assume he's going to do the same here. Now he's known for the air raid, right? And obviously he's coached some legendary players, Michael Crabtree, Danny Amendola, Tavon Austin. I'll tell you this. I know Will Grier and his dad pretty well. They run pretty much like they're at Providence Day in Charlotte, which essentially they're able to recruit, and they're probably a level of class C1, maybe B. And they are just blitzing everybody, right? Any former Panther and all that, their kids go there. Will Grier was a pretty good quarterback in college, and had a good arm. I wouldn't say he was limited, but he had a pretty good arm. He didn't have like a Patrick Mahomes arm, but I'm going to tell you what Coach Daniel was able to do with him, let you know that he's able to get the most out of the quarterbacks, and he probably will be getting when you got a talent like Dylan, that bodes well. I will tell you this, they ran the ball more effective than people gave him credit for, ran it out of different like personnel groups. But like I always said, you can become physical two ways, right? Having the pipeline, being able to just blow guys out of the way, and then obviously fullbacks and tight ends and all that stuff, and execute and have it be very efficient on offense, or you can create numbers advantage or angles and become physical out on the edge. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does that way. I do not think he's going to try to come in and throw it 50 times in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I think in the Big 12, I'll tell you this, in the Big 12, back when it seemed like they'd always play Oklahoma on like a Saturday night, right? In Morgantown, and everybody would be moonshined up. You had to throw it because you had to keep up. It just came down to who could get that one stop, in the Big 12 back then. And then when he was down in Houston, it was a little bit different. It's a different conference. It just kind of depends on who you played. So, I think for him, he's going to just curtail his offense, to the personnel and maybe, game by game.
Well, I mean, he's, again, I was saying it before, he's a bit of a sniper when it comes to identifying defenses. Point of weakness.
Yeah.
Like, Houston had athletes. But they never had, in that era, guys that just were so physically dominant, but they were precise. They were precise. His work with Cam, his work with at the camps, he would go down. He would go to Houston proper. And if you you ever found your way at a Houston quarterback and receivers camp, it don't look like nothing you see here. There's some cats out there. His ability to put them in the best place, time and place, against whatever defense they were running. Did some really good 7-on-7 work.
Yeah.
But also did some really good. It's not schematic. It was cerebral. He gave an understanding of what you should be looking for as a quarterback and receiver. You're not just running routes, you're attacking the defense. And there's a difference between an offensive coach who teaches you to run a play and somebody who teaches you how to play.
Are you a football robot or a football player?
Yep. Like,
it's
do
one
you
thing
know
to run a play, it's one another to know a concept and the why. And that tells you, again, that's where the creativity and the problem solving comes into play is, hey, this is what I have to do. Now, how do I accomplish it?
Yep. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. Here's the space. Look, I'm going to occupy Jay Foreman on the edge. I need you to be smart behind him. Get in a window. One, knowing that there's a window I need to look for. Two, that sometimes the window should be outside of Jay rather than inside because there's another meat eater inside of Jay. Yeah. And I'm not trying to go in there. And if I miss, if I throw it off and it goes off a hand or high throw, it's an interception. If I get to the slot and make Jay be more athletic, if it's a bad throw, we'll reload again. And he's really good at communicating that sort of stuff. And that's something I have hope in.
Yeah, I mean, I think with him, I mean, first of all, you know, he's from Well, he's from Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah,
which actually isn't good because that's actually closer to, you know, Chicago. And he's a Hal Mummy disciple. Now, when you think about him and you think about receivers, right, and obviously with my Texans, you know, he coached or recruited, coached, and developed Tank Dell. Okay. Tank Dell, he was in line to maybe be offensive rookie of the year until he got hurt. So that lets you know the eye for talent. He had plenty of other guys that he was able to do. So his ability to identify talent, but then also develop, but then also it's not just one body type. Here's why I'm saying it. When he was at West Virginia, he had a wide receiver. His last name is Stills.
David Stills.
Cold blooded. Just kind of looked like the, I would say, looked like a librarian. Tall, white dude, put in work. And he put him in different positions and created matchup problems. Match him up against Jay Foreman. Match him up against a pipsqueak corner and run different, you know, route combinations to get him the ball along with the other guys. And obviously, had Tavon Austin, who is probably one of the most electrifying college players of ever, in my opinion.
Up there with Percy Harvin for guys in the 2000s.
Yeah, right. And I'm probably, Percy Harvin was special teams as well. This dude just straight up offense was just doing cats.
Tavon played some special teams.
Yeah, but Percy, in my opinion, was, I guess, I view Percy more of prowess on returners, right? Whereas Tavon Austin, he's giving you business.
Sweeps, flies, everything. Out, yeah.
In different levels that he was attacking the offense. Now, that's where I think he can provide, you know, like instant success. Now, I think also coming in, coming in naked. And what I mean by that is, say that they hired Jay Foreman as a, you know, like say I'm a consultant at, I don't know, Michigan State, right? And then Nebraska says, hey, we want you to come in here, but I'd never seen the players before. He has been here at some point during the offseason. So he's not coming, you know, here unfamiliar. And so I think it's with the air raid, he's just going to have to really, you know, curtail it to the offense. It's going to be interesting to see how he goes about it and approaches it, because I think he can instantly do some stuff that can help this team.
I'm going to say a thing.
They have got to do it with him, though.
I'm going to say a thing, Jay. You said everything, but it this way. He is a professional offensive coach. He's not winging it. He's not making it up.
He's a grown man.
Chew bubble gum.
This is not about him.
Right.
This is not a listen. Him worrying about or me worrying like this is not about his scheme or whether you know, first of all getting off the bus, he knows how to put up points. Or he knows how to do stuff, and it's who he is though. See, there's a difference, and I guess I could explain. I won't mention any names of the past. Let me tell you this: this dude, like he loves like offense, and it's not a scheme. You know, and I think he'll figure it out. So say if they're shutting down, just say they're tunnel screens. Say they came in with like four versions of tunnel screens. They felt like it. You know, against USC, and they shut it down. They get a good beat on it. He can adjust. When you run a scheme, which sometimes we had guys here before, we had guys here on defense and a couple past coaches that felt like they could always say they felt like they could get 11 people from Hy-Vee, and as long as you stand in that spot, it works. That's not how it works. His ability to adjust is what is important. What's going to make this successful in the short term, which potentially, I guess, could be long term, is it can't just be him doing it. You get what I'm saying? He's moved
the room, right? That the room gets better with him in it. If you're attacking, and it didn't matter who this week's opponent was,
right,
or is, that he knows how to attack whatever coordinator they have, whatever personnel they have. There is a way to attack them. And a way to do it effectively, not without putting yourself at risk, right? It doesn't matter. Listen, if I've got Harburg out there, there are ways that he can attack USC's defense and their talent.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping everything home. Come straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part? Speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Based on down and distance, simple verbiage, right? Because he's called those plays in high volume. He doesn't have to look at his playbook. He knows what he wants to call. He sees what he sees. And there's a difference in that. There's a confidence. If I look over at the sideline and Jay's looking down at the play sheet, oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing I think he'll do just from watching him before is that I would say it's a good running back. My dad used to tell me a good running back. You're always going to be thinking what, you know, you're looking past the first defender, you think what you're doing the second one. He's going to be, I'm assuming he's going to be able to set up his place. I think he realizes you have a young freshman quarterback that's immensely talented. So you want to make sure you put him in the most advantageous positions at all times. Now, I will tell you, he will also up the ante of what he wants from Dylan as well. Also, I think he'll challenge him to maybe do some other things that maybe that Dylan hadn't seen that he can do, right? And so I think, as long as it's done in conjunction with each other and everybody's in it and understanding what he needs to get done, in a way, especially in the short term, it'll be successful. The great thing about it, the advantage for the players is this. It's not that you're not having to learn a new playbook in 3 days, 4 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is. It's your playbook, which he's going to just curtail his offensive thought process, play calling to your playbook right now. So you don't have to worry about, oh, well, the stick route was called something else. It's the same plays. Okay. They're not foreign plays. Now you're going to get new plays each week. That's no different than any other place. But the big part of it is going to be the same playbook.
It kind of has to be, right? You bring this guy in going into your second bye week. There's not time to change anything. Strick used the example of, you find someone, you got to give them a shot of adrenaline, right? To get them to the hospital. You got to patch the tire. You got to put the spare on. But that spare tire, you got 50 miles on it, right? This is the 50 miles that you got on the spare tire these last three games. Make it work. Get to the 15 practices, get to the bowl game, get to the offseason, and then you fix it.
Well, we went through, there were a couple of camps in Texas, and these are offense camps. So his ability to take players from all over the state and give them verbiage on short notice, 30 minutes to get the verbiage together. It didn't matter what system you were in. It didn't matter what verbiage you used. He came up with a way to communicate that here's what we're going to run in short form. If there's 1,000 people there or 10,000 people there, can he communicate with a quarterback and receivers? Hey, Jay, here's the route tree. Here's what we can, here are the 12 routes we can run and how we're going to run them. And hey, Jay, if you're the Z, I'm going to call your number last.
Right.
I can audible at any moment. Quickly, I can call out a hot number, a hot color, and then I can put three or four routes together in combination really quickly. Why? Because if I see man covers, I can change the route combination.
Right.
I'm not stuck to a play, and I'm not stuck to just a hot route versus a running play. I can do them both.
Yeah, I just think he's going to, probably do a good job of really just trimming the fat a little bit and then trying to get these guys to be a little bit more explosive. Now, I will tell you this. Now, you can run them skinny posts. You can run the, we call them like a goal post route and the hardest route down in the red zone. Obviously, crossing routes are huge, but then obviously getting on the edge, and obviously we've seen running some mesh routes is hard. But the most unstoppable route down there in the red zone is trips. And usually the number three guy generally comes up and gets in the face of the first defender, runs an out or a crosser, and then either the two or the one are running it to either the near side or backside goalpost. You can't stop it, because somebody's going to eventually come open. Well, they're going to get in the window.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing that bothered me most so far, that with 2 6-foot-4 receivers and a 6-foot-5 tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro. Every offensive coordinator loves those throws from a young quarterback getting the ball out of his hand quickly in red zone. Playmaker.
Well, yeah, they did that at times. But also, when you throw them up there, you got to go get it.
Well,
come back with it.
Well, Jay, if
you got to go get it and come back with it. No,
I'm not running the fade route. I'm not talking about fade route.
Oh, we're not talking about
fade route. I need big boys being big boys. You know what it's like is to have you being covered by Rico in the red zone. You go Debo him, and there's nothing Rico can do about it.
Yeah.
If he takes inside leverage, you go let him, and you'll take an outside beat, one step back to the ball, big hands, make the play, carry Rico on your back into the end zone.
Yeah, but you got to be wanting to play big.
Yeah,
you know, and if you change the philosophy of, and this is funny. This is the funny about this. Here's what's funny about the league. Sometimes you get these big running backs, and this you remember Brandon Jacobs.
Yep,
he's a good dude, man. I love Brandon Jacobs, except for what he told me about that story in high school. I didn't know he did the White Lightning to get his guy. He ran for like three. Yeah, did you ever see that? Yeah, I like dang,
Brandon. You mentioned that story. Yeah,
his son. Hey,
the dude. Josh.
No. Who knows, but Brandon Jacobs' son is a real deal. The change in his career and the change in the Giants, especially coming to playoffs, is the difference in how he ran. So I played one year there, and I used to tell him, like, dude, you need to run behind your pads. Yeah, you run a 4.5 at 265 pounds. Yeah, I understand you're bigger than Strahan, but you're when you get the ball and you're dancing, you're not effective. Once he started to come and understand that and he ran behind his pads, then it changed. It changed how he played. So when you think about the receivers, like if you're 6'4", I don't need you to be dancing. I need you to blow right through them dudes off the line of scrimmage. Now you got to have a little wiggle, but if you want some tape to go watch, you watch Andre Johnson against the Nebraska and the Rose Bowl. I've seen it up in person. The Andre's last resort. If he's not getting open, he used to tell Javon Carr, here's how I'm going to get open. I'm going to come off the line, punch, and pull the dude.
Yep.
Once you see that dude goes down, throw it right over there. I'll be open every time.
Well, we had
dude,
it, right? Whatever
dude got
hand.
Dude got a yellow.
All the way to Gold Jack.
Gold Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Punch, pull, throw.
But that's what they say. Throw. Go back to the basics. Simplicity is doing less better. And you have talent, and you have some things in your utility belt now. Simplify it.
Simplify it could be, but then also, listen, when that ball's in the air, it ain't about coaching. I got to go. It's like a rebound. You got to go get it. You can't come down. The dude just takes the ball just out your hand. There's no that you got. You got poking him in the eye. You got to hit him in the neck. You got to do something.
Again.
Want to.
If you tell me that that group coach is a dog, his receivers are going to play like dogs.
I mean, yes.
Jay, we had shirts under our jersey. I'm eating this dude's face.
Yeah.
How dare you disrespect me and put your hands on me?
Right. But, I mean, we had some dogs on defense. I mean, we had me and Farley.
But
and
can you imagine that battle every day?
But it's no – and I'm not taking no shots at Craig Bowl, but he wasn't necessarily a dog.
But
you know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the honest to God truth, right?
Ended up being a Bison, but
yeah, but he's a great coach. I mean, I'm not saying it, but his personality wasn't.
You had to fight every day at practice. If I fight every day at practice, you know what? I could fight in the game. If I can beat my brother up, the dude across the street ain't got no choice. And that's, I think those are some of the small things that could have big results in the next 3 weeks. Listen, if you can get the top 42 players to throw some hands, man.
Oh, well, listen, I can tell you this. If a new coach comes in at linebacker, want to say, okay, say like I was a redshirt. Now, Troy Dumas was great, but just say Troy Dumas wasn't Troy Dumas. Say he was just a little bit below Troy or the linebacker room. And we got a new linebacker coach come in midseason, and then I can not lose a redshirt year. So just say I've been finally lifting weights, getting bigger, faster, stronger, getting better in practice, and I got 3 games, and you're going to be looking at everybody? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say it's on?
Let's go. Yeah.
Like a greasy pot of neck.
Let's go.
Because, I was going to say they're buttered popcorn. So.
But and I think Coach Rule alluded to it, right? He alluded to the running back. What's his name?
Mekhi Nelson.
Yeah. So, obviously, he did something, right? He's been doing something. And that's where you could throw a Jay Foreman in there. Say I do one thing well. Say I do, say I know cover 3, cover 4, and this blitz really well.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Then you could throw me in there and do
that's all you're going to do.
Right. And that's the Mr. T starter kit.
And to have a coach who is proactive enough to say, you know what, I'm willing to put the extra work on myself to rotate the best players for the best situation.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of coaches just go, I'm just going to leave my best players out there. You got to figure it out.
Nope. Yeah. But what I'm saying, when you get a new coordinator or a new coach and you have the leeway for it,
go get it.
You all of a sudden become a little bit more appealing.
Get it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So then that makes the guy that's actually going to be out there all the time
step it up.
Step it up.
Or else.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
But, you know, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to transition to the opportunity that is in front of Nebraska going out there at USC. They got a new quarterback. They got a lot of stuff going on. We got a new coordinator. They got a new quarterback. They actually got a new coordinator since Lincoln Riley's going to be calling new plays for this dude. So we're looking at another team in the face that looks just like us. Trying to get out to Snide. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Build-Up at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.